this is Sean Campbell, aka Brother Red. My mom says it's pronounced Campbell, but I say it looks like the soup, so I'll make it sound like the soup. This is how I got into Linux, GNU Linux. I got into Linux by way of a slow revealing of a whole world of different software than I was used to. It might have started when I was running Windows 98 and listening to a Chicago-based sports talk show late in the hours of the night. That is because the host of the show had a huge fan who made a website for him, and so the show ended up having a web forum, IRC chat, and even fantasy sports. This was about 2001 or 2, I think. Anyway, the guy did all of the work and hosted the website with all its components at his house and used Linux to power it all. But actually, my slow recognition of Floss Linux had a lot to do with Red Hat 9, which I had started running sometime before the radio show. I bought the Red Hat 9 with a PC magazine. I can't remember the name. But I was thrilled with the fact that I was able to install a free operating system. The problem was that I could not get online with it, as I had dial-up internet at the time. Dial-up internet issues continued to be a real issue for me for some years. Since then, I have been on many different distros, and I did not decide to go full-blown Linux until the Fedora Core 6, or 7 days. But then I was running PC Linux OS, but I can't remember the version. I still sometimes date my current Linux experience by the Fedora that's out. My experience with Linux has not all been rosy. I was and am banned from the PC Linux OS, IRC, and forums for telling a very nice person to F off. But I did not do that, and I never would, especially in a moderated chat. My insistence that I did not do any such thing got me booted from the forums as well. Having my PC help and answers community pulled from me is the cost of not doing what is said that I did. I still love Linux, GNU Linux especially, and have been calling evangelists for it. I am on Mandriva and all is well. Mostly what I do with my computer now is play games, and I do download torrents, movie torrents and stuff, but mostly it's just playing games, a little bit of audio editing, video editing. My biggest successes with Linux have been encoding songs from a really obscure and admittedly proprietary codec to MP3 or AUG or whatever was needed to be, recording songs from a tape and then editing them on my computer, and I was able to do that with a recent song for my pastor. It was a Watch the Lamb. And we actually downloaded Watch the Lamb video of, it was a play about Jewish father and his sons going to Jerusalem for sacrifice. And I removed that and inserted silence into that video, and then took the recording that I had made and edited and pasted that in to the video. And before I did that, I actually had to speed up the timing of the song by 6 seconds, and I make it much simpler. I make it sound much simpler now, but I had to learn the hard way at each step of the process, pretty much. That's the way a lot of things are with me and Linux, and that's why I tend to stay on easier-to-use distros, and I haven't traveled very far from my home base, which was DRPM, back with Red Hat 9. Well, that's my experience and heartaches and joy, really, the joy, much more joy with Linux than there is with any other operating system, I do believe. That's me, and that's my use. Have a good one, and thanks for listening to Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.